It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Olivia Dudding-Rodriguez and Anne-Marie Cannon there with the Boys and Girls Club. Anne-Marie has done something pretty spectacular.
She really has.
And we're here, we're going to talk all about her and a few things of what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club right now. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. I love coming to visit you in the studio.
All right. Let's talk about Anne-Marie, shall we?
Absolutely.
Let's make her nervous.
Let's do. So Anne-Marie is a very special individual here at the Boys and Girls Club. She is our 2020 Youth of the Year representing the Price Boys and Girls Club. So once a year, we choose a youth in our program, usually a teen, who is really representative of leadership and all the things we want the rest of the Boys and Girls Club kids to emulate. She's really, really a special person. And so part of being a Youth of the Year is you compete in a competition. And she competed against seven other Boys and Girls Clubs in Salt Lake last week, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been a week. And she walked home with $1,000 in scholarships.
Well, and that is... absolutely fantastic. Believe me, coming from a parent who has a kid that's getting ready to go to school, every little bit helps.
It really does.
Trust me on this one. So I'm going to turn the time over to Anne-Marie, and we're going to talk to her a little bit.
Absolutely.
And we'll discuss, you know, what she's got from the Boys and Girls Club. And let's talk about the scholarship itself, Anne-Marie. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. So the scholarship is actually really exciting because this was actually my second year doing Youth of the Year. And it just gets better every time you do it, honestly. And the scholarship was $750 last time I did it. And getting $1,000 now is definitely awesome. So,
and once again, every little bit's going to help when it comes time to start school. So, Anne-Marie, let's talk about what have you got from the Boys and Girls Club. You know, we talk with Olivia about it all the time, and we really never have gotten anybody that participates. I mean, Olivia takes care of things down there. But, you know, what kind of things do you enjoy doing, and what have you got from out of the Boys and Girls Club?
So the Boys and Girls Club has actually been a safe haven for me for quite a few years now because I had a really rough time just trying to find friends and stuff like that. And the Boys and Girls Club gave me an opportunity to meet other kids in the community and meet the younger generations of this community as well and show me that this is what this county has to offer since I had just moved into Price. So,
and it's just a place to go and hang out and have fun, right?
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's what Olivia tells me all the time. All you guys do is have fun down there.
Oh yeah, definitely. And we get opportunities to do homework and stuff if we need to, and we get like open rec and stuff. So it's actually really cool.
Okay. Now you had a speech that you gave at this competition. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
And you are going to give it to us right now.
Yes.
Now I'm really putting you on the spot.
All right. So the speech starts. I introduce myself. I'm Anne-Marie Cannon with the Price Boys and Girls Club. And then I begin and it starts. When I'm happy, I tend to close my eyes. When this fact was brought to my attention, I started asking why. I'm not tired or unrested. I'm content. That's when it hit me. Closing my eyes was a sign of my contentment and my safety. Something that I had to find within myself. My story starts as most do, as a babe, which I totally still am, thank you. Things were great, even though my mom worked three jobs to support us and my father stayed home. However, 6 days after my sixth birthday, my life got turned upside down. That night, my father was murdered in our home. I remember having so much pain and anger inside my little body and the feeling of helplessness as I lost my happiness and my trust in others. About a year and a half later, my mom, her boyfriend, my brother, and I all moved to Montana. I lost friends and a closeness to my extended family. But I did get my first experience with the Boys and Girls Club. I walked into the doors and instantly a staff greeted me and my brother before even greeting my mom. He took us through a tour of the building, and I saw there was so much to do and so many kids, ultimately helping me make friends before the new school year. But then we moved again, 5 years later, this time going back to Utah, where I started. And this time the Boys and Girls Club wasn't really an option in this town. I started over again, but I noticed that without friends, mentors, and structure, I began to fall into a hole of depression and despair. The pain I had carried for so long felt the heaviest. I remember at the worst of times, even feeling suicidal. Although I was 14, I felt like I didn't have anyone or anything to lean on, and I disliked who I was becoming. I was nervous when moving again came into the picture. Going to Price was starting all over again. But it turned into a blessing in disguise. It turns out, Price did have a Boys and Girls Club. I distinctly remember the director telling me I was going to do good things in the future. And guess what? She was right. In club, I met students from my high school, once again making friends, before even stepping foot in the door. With a chance to do homework and begin Keystone, I started to feel in control again. I became less helpless and more willing to learn. I could tell club wanted to be with me and help me in any way, and they really did. Through the help my family received throughout the rough time. From helping me do my homework to helping my family get through the holidays, club has been on my team every step of the way, especially last year. Junior year, which took a small part of me with it as I struggled with my grades, my job, and my mental health. But the stability of club helped me through. Club became a family I couldn't have lived without. So yes, I finally made it, and I am content. Content and ready for my future. And I know I can look forward to that future because the Boys and Girls Club was there every step of the way.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you know what? Congratulations.
Thank you.
With that, I know why you won. Congratulations. Now, I'm going to turn the time back over to Olivia. We're going to talk a little bit more about the club. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's Christmas time. What do we got going on down there now?
You know, Christmas time is a time where we do a lot of service. We're really focused on giving back to the community and making sure that everyone feels that Christmas spirit around this time of year. So we have our Keystone group who is going to be doing some caroling with some of the seniors at the Senior Center. We are slowly putting together our Christmas party for next week. It's really a fun time. And I'm grateful for Anne-Marie to stop by because I think it's great to bring what the Boys and Girls Club can do.
Definitely.
It's great to have a live product there to say, wow, the Boys and Girls Club is a cool place where it can make an impact.
It really is. And that's great.
Yeah.
And you were also saying, you know, you're always looking for help.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We would love anyone who's interested in giving back with their family this Christmas season, come visit the Boys and Girls Club. We're always looking for volunteers and we're always looking for donations if that's something that's a little bit easier for a family to do. We love school supplies. We love clothes, newish clothes are the best kind, and we love sports equipment. So if that's something that's easier than a couple hours, anything works for us.
If you've got things like that laying around, take them down and let somebody get some use out of them.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies, thank you for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Anne-Marie, congratulations, and thank you for sharing your story.
Yes, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, go to our website, koalitv.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.